Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, Christopher Lloyd Bratton, full-time faculty member of the Musical Theater Department at Hushon College. Thanks so much for joining us, Chris.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm excited.
So we'd like to get to know about you first. Tell us a little bit about your history and career that has led you up to your time at Hushon College.
Yeah, absolutely. My main trade has always been I'm a pianist and a music director. I started piano when I was 12 and quickly fell in love with music and musical theater in high school. And that led me into college, where I studied musical education for a little bit and then left to move to California and chase my dreams. But what those dreams were, I wasn't quite sure. I knew I just wanted to do something in the arts, something in music. I ended up going back to school at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood, and that's where I got my my bachelor's degree. And right after finishing at MI, at the Musicians Institute, I started working with a cabaret company in Los Angeles called Upright Cabaret, and I was their music director for a few years. Then I broke off and started co-founded another production company. We did a show called For the Record, where we took soundtracks from films by a particular director and turn them into a live theatrical experience. So I was the music director and arranger and pianist and co-founder of that company. And then, I started transitioning into teaching. I kind of fell into it backward. I was like first an accompanist in the classroom, but eventually rediscovered my love for teaching. And now that's what I do full time. I do still perform and music direct, but it's more intermittent. My main gig now is teaching college, and I work for Hushon College.
Great. So, at Hushon College, right now you're sort of at the helm of the program. And before we started recording, you mentioned that is an interim position. But yes, Other than sort of steering the boat right now, what classes are you responsible for teaching at Hushon?
Oh gosh, just about all of them.
Well,
yeah, that's not too much of an exaggeration. I've been at Hushon now for, I think, 6 years, and I'm kind of deeply embedded in the musical theater department. I've designed a lot of the curriculum that is musical theater centric and music centric. And I teach a lot of those classes, but I kind of get placed wherever I need to be, wherever the adjuncts aren't, So I teach music theory, I teach voice, I teach musical theater performance, I teach actually a series of collaboration courses and also a story lab. I'm trying to think what else, a vocal techniques class, I think I mentioned voice. Yeah, so it kind of runs the gamut.
Yeah, you really do teach just about everything there. It sounds like at least we picked the right person to interview for this.
Yes, I know the department well, yeah.
So within the musical theater department there, what is the degree or are the degrees that you offer?
We offer a 4-year bachelor's degree, and the title of the degree and the program is Contemporary Musical Theater and Film. And that tells you a lot about what sets our program apart from maybe other programs.
So is that a BFA, a BA?
BFA.
It is a BFA in Contemporary Musical Theater and Film. That is quite unique. I don't know that there is any other BFA Musical Theater and Film degree out there. So we're going to break that down a little bit later, exactly what that means, because that sounds like a lot to cram into one degree. But this is the point where I usually put, as we transition into talking more about the program, I put my guest on the spot a little bit and ask for your elevator pitch. Somewhere around 60 seconds. Why should students and parents listening to this consider Hushon College?
Well, I think it actually does come down to the name of that program, Contemporary Musical Theater and Film. I lean into the contemporary because what we mean by that is the musical theater industry as it stands today, and I'm sure anyone who has their finger on the pulse of musical theater in 2022 and the past 10 years has noticed a paradigm shift in terms of what it means to be a musical theater performer. You're no longer just a triple threat. Now you're, I say, a quintuple threat.
Oh.
So you are singing, acting, dancing, and you are also an entrepreneur, and you are also a film savvy person, right? Meaning TV film, right? Yeah. Look at all of the movie musicals that have come out and that are going to come out. It's now like the hot thing in Hollywood to create movie musicals. Think of all of the musical theater performers who have crossed into television and being a recording artist. So that's what we're trying to prepare our students for, is the contemporary musical theater artist.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that when we were kids, like a movie musical seemed like such a thing of in the past that never happened? And then, I mean, yeah. I remember I was in college when Chicago came out, and I remember I saw it in one of the big movie theaters in New York. I don't remember which one. I think maybe Lincoln Square, and it was the big two level. There was a balcony in the movie theater, and we all leapt to our feet and applauded at the end of the movie. Like, yeah. That was such a brand new thing, and now movie musicals are like, yeah, they're doing another musical. I think that's funny that everything sort of comes around.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
And now, like big Hollywood people are you know, like, you know, straight actors are getting in on the game, right?
Like, for better or for worse sometimes, but yeah. So tell me then, if I am a freshman going into the BFA, Contemporary Musical Theater and Film, what does that first year look like as far as my class schedule?
Sure. Yeah. There's a, you know, maybe a little bit of flexibility, but not much as a freshman. We try to stick to the plan to get you off and running, off on the right foot. So you will definitely be in a musical theater performance class where you learn some foundational skills that set you up for our later performance classes. You'll be in acting classes. You will be in a voice class. Both a group vocal techniques class and then a private lesson. You get a private lesson every semester. You will also be in a dance class and a freshman experience class. And I'm trying to remember if there's anything else. I think that about covers it.
Great. So can we talk a little bit? Let's pick dance. That's always a question that I have from my my seniors going through this. Tell us about your dance program a little bit more. Are there opportunities to level up? What styles of dance are they taking each year? Just elaborate on that a bit more.
Yeah. So we have quite a varied dance department, and we collaborate with our dance department. So we do have our MTH, musical theater, our MTH courses that are dance specific, but we do placements. So if someone is completely green, not skilled in dance whatsoever, that's okay. We've got those kind of entry level courses, but if you place higher, you can place into higher level dance classes or even into the CDN, the dance department classes, which are a little bit more challenging, technically more demanding. And we offer ballet, definitely, for I think the first four semesters, four or five, are required, because that's kind of the foundational technique. We offer tap, hip-hop, jazz, funk, ballroom, musical theater dance, contemporary. Trying to think if there are some others. I think those are the main ones that we require. And then we also have some other ones that you can take as electives, like, you know, world cultural dance, for example. And that's, you know, an evolving department as well. Sometimes we get some new courses in as electives based on what instructors we happen to have that year.
So tell us how the and film part comes about in that degree.
Yeah, well, in one very obvious way, you'll notice if you come to our campus, because we're not a traditional college campus, we are located inside of a film lot in Los Angeles. So in the center of downtown LA, there's a film lot called Los Angeles Center Studios, LACS. Right now, they are filming The Rookie and the new Fatal Attraction. This is where they filmed Mad Men, the whole series. So a lot of stuff happens here. And sometimes you run into interesting figures in the hallway as they're crossing to set. You know, I'm looking out the window here and I see giant sound stages. So it's an odd, you know, it's not your conventional college quad, right? So that's one way that AND Film comes in. In terms of the actual program, we do a lot of camera work. We do a lot of kind of TV and film forward classes where we are prepping you to work on stage, but also on film. So you can do both of those avenues. And as an actor and as a musical theater performer. So straight acting and musical theater.
I'm putting you on the spot here too, because we didn't talk about this in advance, but how did the musical theater program sort of come to be at Hushin? Because didn't Hushin start out as a film and television program?
Kind of, yeah. And this, you know, this is a little bit before me, because I came in, I think it was the second year of the school being open. And it did start as a very small focused group of students. I think there were 21 in that first cohort. And it was kind of like, it had a very startup kind of energy to it and focus to it. It still had the same four majors, but yes, it was very, you know, film centric and Hollywood centric in terms of its approach. Mm-hmm. It started out as Relativity School. That was the original name. And then through some kind of changing of the guards, it went through a studio school title for a minute. And then eventually we adopted the name of our accreditors all along. They were the ones who we got our accreditation from, Hushin College. And right now we're part of a larger group of colleges across the nation. And there's kind of a rebranding going on throughout the whole corporation. So that way it's all got the same name and marketing, so we're all Hushin College now. So a bit of a changing of title there, but mm-hmm. you know, we've always had that kind of, you know, scrappy, you know, off the beaten path type of approach to your standard performing arts majors. You know, we're not a pipeline to Broadway. I would say our dean likes to say we're a maker space. You know, you come here right. to make things, get your hands dirty, to be the autonomous kind of creator with a capital C.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about performance opportunities, being that it's very much a hybrid film mm-hmm. and musical theater program. There is what opportunities do students have to get on stage to fulfill that musical theater side of things?
Sure. Yeah, it's interesting because over the past couple of years, there's been a bit of a shift due largely to student suggestions and demand. Because we are so producerial in our approach, right? We are creating all of our students to be producers in their own right. That is borne out in our season of shows. So we have an end of year festival. There are other events that happen throughout the year, smaller events, but the big kahuna is the end of year festival in which we've got a music, you know, big musical production or two, a couple plays, some films, some dance pieces. And all of these are born out of our collaboration course sequence in which the students pitch ideas of shows that they want to produce. And then we actually give grants to our students to produce the shows themselves with some faculty school oversight, of course, and mentoring. But these are shows that the students have chosen and the students are directing, choreographing, producing largely themselves. So this year, our big musical is Cabaret. One of our plays is Dog Sees God. We've also got a big dance production called Femme Fatale. Actually, I think it changed its name to Les Femmes, but that's sort of like a burlesque show. We've got Elephant's Graveyard, which is a more period piece. We are also doing a workshop of a brand new musical, which I don't know if I should actually say the title because I don't know if I have permission to, but it's a musical that's going to be produced in LA next year, but the writers have given us permission to workshop it here in our school. So we're doing mm-hmm. kind of an in-house stage reading of an actual brand new piece.
Great.
So there's stuff happening all along, and a lot, and I would say 90% of it is student-driven and student-created.
Tell us, it sounds like it's a lot of new works and things, because you're talking about contemporary musical theater. Are the students going to get an opportunity as well to do some of the shows that they know and the classics, so to speak?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, like I said, our definition of contemporary is the industry as it is today, and the industry as it is today includes older works, like, you know, breathing life into older works, revisiting familiar material. So, you know, our musical is Cabaret. That's a one that I'm sure most people will be familiar with. But we also have had people write brand new musicals. Like they wrote and produced it themselves. So, you know, it was born here. And in our coursework, we do make a point to cover the full gamut of musical theater history. So we go all the mm-hmm. way back to early musical theater, kind of coming right out of operetta and vaudeville. And then we go through the golden age and we go through like up through Hair, you know, kind of that turn into more what we call contemporary musical theater. So we do cover all of that material, as well as trying to bring in as much of the current writing and composing that is happening today.
Yeah. And then on the film side of things, students are regularly participating in are there film production like benchmarks or things that they do throughout their 4 years there, where they're going to be in a film this year, or how does that work, where they get the experience in front of the camera?
Yeah, so we have some on-camera classes, some camera techniques classes. There's one or perhaps two. I'd have to look again because the program just changed. But there's at least one required camera class, and then there are others that the students can take as electives if they wish to go further. Mm-hmm. And in terms of actual projects, there's a lot, because we have a film department, there's a lot of student films that get produced throughout the year because it's required as part of their program. And of course they cast from within, and we are very cross-departmental, interdisciplinary here. We try to encourage that kind of cross-breeding of art forms. So our musical theater majors will be starring in, you know, a sophomore thesis film or something of that sort. And as also part of our season of shows, we have senior films that are being produced. We have short films that are being produced, and that uses mostly students from our own school. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunities. We've even got a sitcom being produced this year, which I'm eager to see.
Oh,
I don't know much
about
it. I just know it's an original sitcom.
So. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So Hushin College, there's a few campuses of Hushin. Is there three? I think.
Well, it's growing because they're changing the names of other campuses, because there was also Daymar, right? We were part of that kind of group. But right now, I think there's three.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the contents of the other two campuses.
So they are, Hushin College, just so everyone sort of understands, they're a career college, like... where it's a for-profit company that is offering more specialized education, like for you're going to mostly study the performing arts. So in doing that and part of that curriculum, are there any gen ed requirements whatsoever as part of it, or is it pretty conservatory focused?
You know, it's kind of both. I mean, yes, we have gen eds and we've kind of worked them into the program such that they're spread out throughout the 4 years, although you can move them around to a certain degree if you prefer. And, you know, we've got anthropology, we've got psychology, physics, statistics, American cinema, kind of like your standard slate of gen eds. The great thing, though, is the chair of our gen ed department is very in tune with the kind of the community and culture and drives of our artists and our student body, and has worked closely with our gen ed teachers and curriculum designers to create courses that feel very integrated into the major. It's not just this completely disconnected side piece. So even as you are in our sustainability class, for example, you're thinking about sustainability on a film set or on a film production, right? Or sustainability mm-hmm. of a theatrical production. So mm-hmm. so there's always tie-ins into the industry and into the art. So it's highly integrated.
And are those gen eds required courses or are they electives? Like what is, how many maths is someone going to take? How many sciences? is it set up like that?
They are required, and we have like a pre-fee menu of gen eds. I think there's 10, and like I said, they're spread out throughout the 4 years. So sometimes you take two, sometimes you take one. Yeah. Okay. And you can also outsource them. You could get them transferred in from another college.
I feel like I need to take a step back and clarify something. I started to ask about the different the campuses, but this specific degree is only offered at the LA campus.
Correct.
Okay, just making sure I put that out there because I didn't want to confuse anybody with my question because I got sidetracked. So are there opportunities to cross-train and maybe minor in something outside of the musical theater and film track?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is actually one of the big projects we've been working on over the past few years with our program updates, is trying to reduce the number of required courses and increase the number of elective spaces that you have in your schedule. It largely shows up in the junior and senior years, right? We try to get your required courses in there in the freshman, sophomore year, get those fundamental skills out. And then you start to clear up some space and you can kind of unofficially minor in other topics. So we've got some people who get really into dance, right? And they start filling up with some elective dance classes. Or if you get really into filmmaking, right? So you could take more editing classes or, film history classes. So there's definitely an opportunity for that. You will get a taste of all of it. Like you will find yourself as a major or any major, you will find yourself in all of the departments, but you can then customize that with your electives.
Beautiful. Talk to us about the other faculty members that students will be interacting with while they're there.
Yeah, we have a pretty awesome adjunct faculty for sure, and full-time faculty. Right now, I guess I can name names, right?
Yeah.
Name the names. You know, the gentleman teaching our new musical theater and cabaret course is David Burnham. He was I think he replaced Donny Osmond in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. He was on Broadway as Fiero in Wicked. We've also got Desmond Newson, who is about to finish a run of Carmen Jones, and he was also in the tour of Hamilton and in on Broadway in Motown. Laura Parker is one of our voice faculty. She's worked with the LA Opera. Leslie Stevens is on our dance faculty, and she's been in La Cage aux Folles on Broadway and something else. I can't remember what else it was. I'm blanking right now. Joe and Christine Abraham are a couple others. Joe was in Hairspray and also in the movie Jersey Boys. So, a pretty rich and lively faculty.
Sure.
And it's always updating, because we work with people who are still working, who are still mm-hmm. in the industry.
And what about some student success stories that you have?
Yeah, we've definitely got a few. We are still a young college. I want to remind people. So, we've got our graduates who are just now entering the field and starting to work. But even now, like one of our seniors, our current musical theater seniors, just finished the tour of The Prom, which was pretty awesome. We've got another graduate, Daisy, who was in La Mirada's production of In the Heights. Kelsey, another graduate, she's currently doing a production of The Wild Party. Anthony, he has done a couple of Lifetime movies now. So, and Johnny Cassidy is one of our graduates who wrote and produced an original musical while he was here, and that was in the LA Fringe Festival as well. So they're starting to get out there. I think, you know, give us a couple more years and we'll have a couple household names.
Sounds like it. So now I normally tell you or ask my guests to tell us a little bit about the campus and what there is to do in the area. But you guys are popped down right in the middle of Los Angeles. So this could be a very long answer, but I'm going to let you take a crack at it. What is student life like? Like, we can also, I'd actually be interested to know a little bit about like student housing and things like that, because you are an urban campus on a film lot. So what is student life?
Yeah, you know, student housing, we have a partnership with a place called the Lorenzo, which is where most of our students live, and that's also where a lot of USC students are. It's kind of nearby, and there's a shuttle that transports students back and forth. But not all of our students live there. Some find housing elsewhere in LA. I mean, it's a big city, so you have a lot of options. And then we do have some local students who still, you know, live at home or have a place of their own nearby. Student life, you know, it, like I said, we are in the middle of downtown Los Angeles. It's a pretty vibrant city, and LA has got a lot to offer. I wouldn't even know where to begin, but you know, we've got Hollywood, we've got the Valley, we've got downtown, we've got the beach cities. And our students are definitely sightseeing and exploring all of those places. Downtown is pretty great because over the past 10 years, you know, LA has really invested a lot in downtown. So there's a lot of great stuff down here of businesses, restaurants, shops, entertainment, like I said, we are inside a film lot. So the day-to-day is kind of unique because you're walking through sets and through live productions. That's kind of the experience.
Sounds like an exciting experience. Let's transition now and start talking about the application and audition process. So I will, because this is not a cookie cutter university program, I'm not going to ask you any outlining questions about the application and audition process. I'm just going to sort of let you dive in and tell us what that process looks like.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I do know that we get, well, I mean, things got a little turned upside down when COVID hit, right? So that was not a representative year, but normally we would get upwards of 1,000 applications overall. And I do know that we aim to keep our school relatively small. We like, you know, small focused classrooms. We're not aiming for just expanding indefinitely. We like it to be kind of a focused community. So maybe around 400 students is the ideal size. Our application is, I would imagine, is pretty standard. So we want to see you sing. We want to see you act. We want to see you dance. And we're also looking for some writing samples and to get to know you as a person and what your perspective is on life and what your vision is for your art. So we are looking for, perhaps it's easy to say kind of the non-traditional student, right? Like I said, we're not a pipeline to Broadway. We're looking for people who want to be creatives, who want to be have that entrepreneurial spirit who want to, there's a term that one of our dance chair has coined here, to be a slash, right? So you're like, you're this, slash this, slash this, slash that, right? So she calls them slashes. So we're looking for slashes. It's really, really the core of it.
Others would say multi-hyphenate.
Multi-hyphenate, slash. Yes.
That's the first I've heard of slash. What do you mean when you say that you want to get a writing sample? You mean essays? Like it's part of the written application?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a personal essay, and there's also I can't remember the exact prompt, but it's sort of like kind of a moment that was kind of transformative or formative in your life, right? Specifically, I mean, I actually don't think it's specific to art. I think it's a little bit more open. I'd have to go look and see what the language is, but yeah, it's we want to see how you view the world and how you view your future as a musical theater performer.
And do you have to pre-screen or anything before you set up that live audition?
I don't. So live auditions, we do everything virtually. Yeah. We do live events. I know we have recruiters that travel around the country and pre-screen. It's not an official pre-screen as far as I understand it, but do engage with students, prospective college students and applicants. But I think the entire application process is all online. Now, students do often come to campus to do a tour, to visit, to audit a class. And so you can definitely do that and meet the instructors, meet the team. But that's not required. You know, like you don't have to do that. So there's several applicants that we have accepted, and you know, we didn't officially meet them until orientation.
So you mean like I think I saw you at SETC a couple of years ago. Like you do events like that around. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I know that they've been ramping up our marketing and admissions team and recruiting team. So there's probably going to be a lot of new stuff happening this year that even I don't know about yet.
Great. So we usually wrap up our podcast with a question for our guests. And that is, what is something that you're looking forward to at your program this semester?
What is something I'm looking forward to? Well, gosh. You know, what I always look forward to is just student growth and kind of student epiphanies, if you will, when things kind of unlock for students. Because I think that is the ultimate confirmation that what we're doing here is working and that it's valuable for our students. So, and it inevitably does happen. So it's you know, I just, that's always the thrill, is seeing the students succeed, seeing the students confident and accomplished, you know, mm-hmm. whether it be on their final performance or in the festival production or even mm-hmm. on just one assignment. But seeing them kind of overcome that challenge and become that much better an artist and that much closer to their dreams is, I mean, that's what makes it all worth it. So that to me is what I look forward to, but that's kind of an ongoing thing, you know, not any one particular thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's why all of us are in this industry.
Sure.
Yeah. So Chris, tell us if students or parents want to get to know anything else or ask more questions about Hushin College, what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, you can always email me directly if you want to. I am christopher.bratton@hushincollege.edu. Our website is la.hushincollege.edu, or you can just search Hushin College in studio is the LA campus. So those would be the best ways.
Great. Well, Chris, it was so great to get to learn a little bit more about your college, including how to pronounce the name that I've pronounced incorrectly now for a very long time. But thanks so much for sharing that with us today. And we look forward to seeing you around here again real soon.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.